Well, hey, what's going on? We made it. It's noon. It's Thursday. It's time for Dispatching Live, where we show load board search advice, and you're live with me and Sue. And let's just go ahead and bring in Sue. And do me a favor, please do jump in the live chat. I see Ty is here. What's up? Solo Dispatching is here. Cool. We got a phone number. Murphy Auto Transport Service is here. Listen, everybody's welcome. You are welcome to please join the live chat, promote your company, product, or service. No problem. If it's all dispatchers, all brokers, all carriers, just do it. Auto Transport Intel is the car shipping business channel. Everybody's welcome here, so please do say hello. And Sue, can you see us and hear us okay?
I can, Jay. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. What's new?
Not much. The load board has gone down quite a bit from last week to this week.
I see. 35,000. What were we at a week ago?
Yes. We were at 39,941. We've gone down 4,352 loads.
Which, as a percentage, that'd be more quite a bit. Than, yeah. I mean, that's 10%?
More
maybe?
Than 10%.
Yeah.
More than 10%.
Okay, that's pretty significant. So the load board, Central Dispatch. Loads went down 10%. Wow. What do you guys think of that? Anybody in the live chat see that? AJ Culler says hello. FNS Trucking, what's up, car people? Please let us know what you've seen
everybody.
On the load boards.
Well, and you know, if you remember so on 9/3 we had 39,532, but on 9/10 we had 39,941. So us dropping that 4,300 was probably the realistic between the two, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Because we went up last week.
Right.
So, you know, it's almost like a wash is the way I kind of look at it.
Well, and you know, so in the world of automotive world, right, for dealers and auctions OEMs, production is still down. Inventory is still down. And so, right? There's only so many cars to move.
Right. True. Very true.
Could be a factor. You know, and interesting.
Yeah, I think it is.
You know, I saw speculation about, you know, what's going to happen with snowbird season. Do you have any predictions on that?
You think they're not going to move?
Well, we know. So, we know they're going to. Okay. And you're already moving them. We know they're going to move. I guess my question to be more specific is, do you think there'll be any noticeable change? Here's why I
ask. I don't think so.
Isn't there something about, is there still something about New Yorkers can't go to Florida, et cetera? That's what I'm talking about. Or do you think we're...
I don't think so, because like I said, I just moved three vehicles down. They're picking them up today, going down to Boca Raton.
And frankly, I would think maybe it's up because everybody wants to get south, right? Like the whole.
Well, you would think. I think
there's
less. It's less in Florida probably than in New York.
I mean,
but so you know, and they're used to doing it. So I think they'll still. I don't know if there'll be any more going down there, but I think it'll be about the usual.
Okay. All right. Well, so let's stay tuned to that. That's why it's fun to, you know, you make a prediction and then you test your theory based on the numbers. So let's see what happens. I'd love to hear in the live chat if you guys have any predictions about snowbirds, if you've noticed changes in load board capacity, or how are the rates doing? Let's talk about that, Sue. Or how are the rates?
I've noticed the rates have been kind of going down, but it all depends on where you're at, too. Still, if you're in Ohio, Detroit, you know, Kentucky, the rates are still really high. But I've noticed like Kansas City, St. Louis, the rates have gone down a little bit. Like we were taking stuff from St. Louis to Dallas at $450, $500.
So, okay. Hey, what's going on? Wow. So we lost power and I was going to call it a day because we lost power and everything. And then I checked, and I saw the stream was still going without me. And I guess it would have just kept on going. So nothing left to do but fire up the engine, join the stream, and get back into the wave and start surfing. So here I am. So I'm back. And we're going to, this stream's going to end in 40 minutes. Now I'm trying to get Sue back in here if I can. Let's see if I can get her on the horn. Here she is. Okay. Check, check. Mic check.
Hey.
So it's okay. You go ahead and bring back Central Dispatch whenever you're ready. It's okay that we told everybody we're done for the day because now we're in a really interesting place.
Okay. Why's that?
Well, I mean, here's what's weird. The power comes back on. Let's see if anybody realizes. You know what? What'll happen is there'll be some latecomers. They won't even know what happened.
Oh.
And
well, there was a few that said they were late, and I said, I'm sorry, we're done.
We already have two more viewers. So you know what? People are going to fight their way back in.
Okay.
So if you're just joining now, what happened is we lost power. I lost power. The studio lost power. And when the power just came back on just a few minutes ago, well, that's weird. It looks like the dart's going into my neck. Oh, whoa, there's a dart running through my head into the dart. That's not bad.
It does.
I can work with that. That's what dispatching's like. It's like a, there we go. You get the view's better there. It's like a dart in the head. And actually, you know what's funny? I had bought one of those arrows that looks like it's going through your head, and I made a video. I made a dispatching video with the arrow through my head because that's what dispatching is like. And
it's true.
It is true.
Very true.
It is. Sometimes I feel like, you know, I feel like I must have chased Cox Automotive away with my humor and my whatnot, but there's no other way to get through the dispatch day. Ask people at Cox Automotive if they've ever used Central Dispatch. I'd love to know.
Yeah, probably not.
Right?
They didn't even know how to tell me I had to tell them how to find loads on their own load board.
You know, it'd be like, what's that, Undercover Brother, or what's that, where you the CEO?
Right?
Let's see that happen. Yes. Yeah, let's get the CEO of Cox trying to use Central and book for a truck for a week. There's an amazing show. Oh my gosh. So anyways, let's see here. I think I enabled screen share whenever you're ready. And for anyone that's just joining us, Solo Dispatching is back. That's cool. Maybe we should get Ty back in here too. I'll text him, let him know what's going on. But anyways, the power was out, so there's like a 40 minute chunk in this show because we still got to stop at 1:30. That's what I was working on. I was trying to figure out how I'm going to do my 2 o'clock. I have a meeting at 2 o'clock, and so I was setting up. I was actually setting up the laptop that has power and a tripod and a phone near the window. And actually, I just shaved. I just shaved in the dark. Oh, I did. I set up a flashlight.
Hey, Howard.
I'm the studio guy, man. Anyways, here, I'll get a text tie. So, we were talking. Oh, we got, hey, it's Howard from JD Factors. Thanks for joining the show. That's awesome. Thanks, Howard.
He's my factoring company for one of my drivers. And I talk to him quite a bit.
That is awesome. And by the way, you know, since we got to see what life is like without dispatching live, isn't it a bummer?
Yeah. I had lots of people going, what's going on?
That is so great. You know? In fact, it's like anything else. You never know how much something means until something happens. Which is what we learned about normal life 6 months ago. Huh?
True.
Boy, who would give an arm and a leg just to go back to whatever normal pain they used to have?
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
All right. Wow, that was really uplifting. So let's go to the boards.
Okay, well, I've pulled up Dallas. This is what I pulled up in the meantime. I just put Dallas to all with a minimum of two, just to kind of see what's on here. I did just take three 1500s from Dallas going to St. Augustine, Florida for, let's see, what did I get paid? $2,350, and it was like, it's 1,033 miles. So that was more than $2 a mile. Now I got to get them out of Florida. So it's like $300 over $2 a mile, which is actually really good money. Yeah. Especially going to Florida out of Dallas, that never happens.
Yeah.
So I do have Florida up to kind of peruse what's on here. And I've already kind of come up with some scenarios here. Let me see if anything has changed. There was some decent stuff going to Alabama. Well, there's another one going to Alabama, but it's only 69 cents a mile. Let's see.
Say mic check. I'm just checking some audio levels. Mic check. Yeah, it was a little bit low here. Check, check, check. Hey. Give me a mic check, will you, Sue?
Mic check, check.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay. All right, so like you said, so you're checking, what are you doing, Florida Route Scout?
I'm going out of Florida because I've got a guy that's going to be in St. Augustine on Saturday. So I'm kind of looking to see what's on here, and actually these three would work together. Dothan is down low, but these two are up in Florence or up high, so we could load out of Huntsville. I'd already kind of run this, but here we go. So if you look, Dothan is down here, but from Jacksonville, Florida. We could make this happen. This is one route I've thought about doing for him. It's 578 miles. So you end up by Huntsville, which is actually, I don't know if a lot of people realize this, but there's usually good loads in Huntsville area.
I totally agree with you. There's something about that spot.
Yeah. I think it's because nobody wants to go there.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I guess because they don't think it's a regular, like, normal route.
Mm-hmm.
And so cars out of there usually pay really well because nobody wants to drive over that area. I have no problem doing it. I like it. So.
And we're not talking a bunch of in-ops and stuff. I mean, it's just an untapped market.
No, there's usually regular dealerships and stuff like that over there. There's over in Tanner, I think it's the part there. Anytime you want to go from Tanner to Atlanta, Georgia, you will get $250 to $300 a car to go like 220 miles, something like that. It's outrageous money. So sometimes what I'll do is, like, if my guy that lives in Atlanta and I want to end him up somewhere near there, I'll grab cars out of there to take home, and ends out his week to get them back. So now I've told everybody where to go, so
right.
I can't send people there anymore.
Well, you know, there's the good news. What I've learned over time, you can't give it away. You know, when you give good advice, skip it. You know? I mean, it's a joke, but you can't give it away. You can lead a horse to water, but I can never make them drink.
Yes, everybody's going to do what they're going to do.
Yeah,
I mean,
people are going
to
do
it. I was talking to a potential new dispatcher for me the other day, and we were talking about the fact that you know, how you do things and how I do things, you know, different people do different things, and we were talking about new drivers compared to old drivers, and old drivers usually have their set ways, and she dealt with that. And he only wanted a certain route and certain amount of money, and that's all there was to it. She didn't stay with him because he was just too picky, I guess is the way to put it. And like I told her, I said, you know, I don't mind training new drivers. At least you're going to make sure that they're going to do it right from this point forward if they listen to you, you know, because there's certain brokers you have to do certain things with, like Metrogistics. You got to use, if you don't use Super Dispatch, you have to use their bill of lading or you're not going to get paid. You know,
they prefer Super Dispatch
that,
now.
Oh yeah, they have no problem with Super Dispatch. They've been letting us do Super Dispatch for several years, but before that, if you remember, you had to use their BOL.
Oh,
you
yeah.
had to get the driver to print it someplace
boy,
and do all
I
of
know.
That. And
yeah.
still, Yeah, and still now, if you don't use Super Dispatch, you're supposed to do it that way. So, and a lot of drivers don't know this stuff, especially if they're brand new. They don't know the rules, and typically they don't read the paperwork, you know, that says, you know, don't do this, do this, you know, that kind of thing. So people like us that are dispatchers that are familiar with how certain brokers require things, we can help the newbies, is what I call them, learn how to do this the right way, so they manage, so they make sure that they get paid and they don't have a damage claim, you know, that kind of thing. And that's what we were talking about the other day, is, you know, when you're talking about leading people, you can't do it. Some people are going to do their own thing, and, you know, there's nothing you can do about it.
Well, it's true. And, you know, it's interesting, right? That just another reason why it's good to have a central resource. Mm-hmm. I look forward to the day when we can have links to, gosh, I mean, right? Just links where you know, you can get information. What mobile apps will this broker accept, etc.
Right.
Like, I know that, I mean, there's, you know, they have car pullers on Auto Transport Everything, and that's awesome. Mm-hmm. But there are so many verticals of information that we need to have access to and see updated. There's just so much work to be done. It's kind of exciting.
Well, and like when they did have when they had pullers on there, they may list a name, but we don't know if they're good or not. And you know, I've had bad pullers, you know, where they didn't mark the damage down. So I tried to confirm with different people when you're on Auto Transport Everything to say, have you used them? Have you had any problems with them? I mean, right now it's a moot point because there is no pullers right now that exist, but still, you have to kind of do some of your background check on this and make sure that you're not going to get somebody that's going to pull a car, doesn't mark the damage on there, and then you've got to pay for that damage.
Well, exactly. Right. And now you need, like, carpullerreviews.com. Anybody who's, is there, yes. Right? Do we have a carpullersreview.com? I think we're going to need one.
Probably.
Somebody, yeah, tell Michael Culler. There we go. There's a great idea, Michael. Carpullers.com. You know he's going to start Googling carpullerreviews.com. If anybody wants that name, you better get it quick. Oh, shoot.
So it looks like the loads still out of Florida are paying really good.
That's awesome, man.
The Metrogistics has this pack right here. Let's go see what it is. It's a mix, but you can see it's $1.60 a mile.
I know. I've given up on that.
It's probably $2.50, $2.500, but let's go check.
At least you can check, right? Because if you couldn't check and you had to call. Check. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yes. Now you can go to their load board as long as you have an account. That's where I'm at. I'm just going to put in the order ID.
My top five car hauling load boards videos have been having a resurgence again.
It is an F-550.
Oh my God.
It is only one though. It's just one. That's what I see, right?
Well, that's interesting. And it's a regular cab. So
when we started Carvana.
That is funny.
I mean, I honestly could take that if they'll let me have it.
I got,
I'm wondering,
dibs on,
because it says Blount Island if it's at the port.
It's at the port on its knees, you know, like.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's a 2020, so it really shouldn't be Blount Island, which, I mean, that's kind of the port usually. But I'm gonna put in a request for this, and we'll see what happens. What's Friday? What's Saturday? The 19th. Okay.
Good question, David, in the live chat. So, and I just posted the top five car hauling load boards video. If you haven't seen it, it's having a resurgence, so I just posted it. So, is there a load board still Metro, or did they change it? So, yes, it's such a great question.
Still Metro.
It's still MetroLoads.com, but MetroLoads.com is part of the Assertus family. So, you're moving loads for Assertus, but the name of the load board is MetroLoads.
Hold on, I'm in the wrong account, so I don't want to take this
no
for
problem.
The wrong
I took you off screen. You're good.
Okay.
see here. AJ says, Sue, we talked earlier about the winter months aren't as strong as the other months. What about the warmer regions? Great question. I'll take this. So here's the thing, AJ, okay. is that everybody moves to the southern states. Not everybody, but a majority yeah. of transporters will, the ones that normally operate more at like I-80 and over in the northeast, a lot of them, will move down to the southern states, so it gets more competitive and the rates drop. So it's not like it's any better. It's just that it's, right, it's warmer, but it's not any better. In fact, a you know, serious transporter who's been around is going to operate in the colder states when it's colder because they know that they've got more access to loads that most people aren't going to take. So that's actually, right. that's how, so if, it's just like if you've got a guy that works the Northwest region, the Rockies and all that, and they're good at it, and they're used mm-hmm. to it, they can own that market in a sense because there's just a lot less transporters. So,
yep.
So there it is. Great question, AJ. Thank you so much for asking it. And David, thank you for your question too. Yeah, I love the questions. Please ask a question, any question. It just so happens dispatching is an area where I do know a lot. If you want to know which truck you should buy, I'm going to have you talk to Ty, because Ty knows equipment way better than I do. But, yeah, Sue and I got this when it comes to dispatching. And if we don't, well, then we want to know what's your opinion, what's your expert advice. So yeah. this is an awesome format, and it's neat to hear that. I was disappointed when the power went out. By the way, we only got like 25 minutes left today. I got to end at 1:30. But, yeah, please share your information. I'd like to know, yeah, what information would you like to see standardized, you know, that we don't have? Auto Transport's never had a central resource magazine. There's some associations, and there's some social media pages, and there's some driver channels. But there's no central resource of information. How do you get information? How do you share information? I don't know. So we want to help fix that. You know, how do you know what the Copart in Alabama, you know, you can go to their website, but what about details about, do you have to have the lot number? Can you pick up a car without the lot number or the buyer number or this or that? I mean, years ago, someone said to me, Jay, this was when I first started this channel, Jay, it'd be great if you could help keep information straight and updated about all the different auctions that you can pick up at. How about, have you seen on Facebook, a carrier will share a picture of a dealership and say, anybody been to this dealership? Do you know where to pick up and drop off? And the responses are usually, you know, you're an idiot. I could do that in my sleep. Okay, well, that's not helpful. He actually is asking a good question. Because as dispatchers, we do know what he's talking about. I don't know how.
Right. We call ahead for him. Yeah.
So many dealerships, you call ahead, hey, where do you pick up and drop off? And they say, oh, my God, we've never been asked that question before. Really? How do you get inventory? Everyone just parks in the middle of the highway. You know, some of them die. Okay, that's awesome. It's good to know.
Oh, good Lord.
Well, that was quite a rant. You're watching Dispatching Live.
That brings me to a question or a thing that we were going to talk about was, do you call the pickup and the delivery for your driver? We were supposed to talk about last week, and I think we missed it. And here's my thought on this. We verify the vehicles for the driver. And if they tell us to park a certain place and, you know, all that stuff, then we take care of that. But as far as delivery goes, I usually ask the driver to do it unless they are just totally, you know, just swamped. And the reason being is they need to ask where they need to park. They need to make sure their check is ready, if it's a COD or if it's cash, you know, that kind of thing. I don't mind doing it for my drivers every once in a while if they ask me, just because they're slammed, but it can't be a regular thing, just because, you know, if you've got multiple drivers, you're never going to get the load for the next guy if you're constantly making phone calls. It's a little different in my office. I have people to help me, But if you're an individual dispatcher and you've got four drivers, oh my God, you would be just like pulling your hair out if you're constantly making phone calls like that.
Yes. I love that you bring up this topic because it is the making phone calls part of the dispatcher's life is huge. And it's interesting. I like how you get to see the other side of the coin as the broker,
mm-hmm.
and nobody calls you.
Right.
So you know for a fact.
Well, I do sometimes get calls. Yes.
Well, yeah. And listen, that's the thing is we don't, and it would be really great if there was, you know, if there was a better way. How about in the mobile app? Is there a good way for drivers to keep you updated inside of mobile apps that you really like?
Well, like we use Super Dispatch, and I do like Super Dispatch because you can track your driver, and you can kind of keep an idea of where they're at, you know, like this guy's in, looks like he's next to Grapevine. And then you can also check to see, you know, what has he dropped, and you can kind of follow along the way. But of course they have to agree to be, you know, to have this done, but this is a whole lot easier than calling them and texting them saying, hey, what's your ETA?
And you know what? That's cool.
You know what I mean?
Go ahead and show that map again, if you would. I was on the live chat screen. Yeah, so Sue's inside Super Load Board, and she was talking about the GPS function, and you can see where the driver is. Now, but isn't that getting more standard? Don't several apps do that?
I don't know, because this is the only one I use now.
That's the only one you use. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I like Super Dispatch, so I'm kind of fond of it. But
well, let me ask you this. You're on Super Dispatch, because here's the deal. Auto Transport Intel at this point literally is the only car shipping business channel. So we have to embrace the entire ecosystem. And that's why I say Cox Automotive, come on the show. Car Global, Reindeer, we got a service. Yeah. United Road, we got Jack Cooper. We're gonna keep going. We're gonna get I think in time we'll get everybody. But there's a lot more information to cover, and actually that's why I want to say this. David asked it. So Metro Loads is the load board. What about the Metro app? I do not know the answer to that.
They have a new app. They were contacting everybody.
Oh, they are. So are you talking, are you talking Vinlocity or are you talking vehicle?
I'm not really sure. Hang on. Let me look.
Yeah. Let me know.
I know.
And send me that email.
When COVID happened. Yeah. Right. When COVID happened, they started their new app that they would like everybody to use. Honestly, only one of my drivers is still using it.
I think it's Vinlocity. But I think Vinlocity is the driver app.
Is it Vinlocity, Jen? Or is it Viahaul?
Shoot. Maybe Viahaul.
Yeah.
I actually...
Okay, so Jen just said, as of September 25th, you have to use their app or you will not get paid.
Which app?
They will use, you got to either use Super Dispatch or you got to use Metro's app. They will no longer take paper BOLs.
But what's Metro's app called? Did they say?
Jen says it's called Vinlocity.
Vinlocity. Okay. Yeah. All right. So you got to download, if you're going to haul for Metro, we're getting this live. Uh-huh. If you're going to haul for Metro, you got to download and install the Vinlocity app. Or you can use Super Dispatch. Or you have to use paper and mail it in or fax it.
No, you can't use paper at all.
You can't use paper at all. Wow, paper's out.
No paper at all. Now, Vinlocity, to get set up, they were sending out emails to each driver and asking for, you know, their Android or whatever, their phone numbers. So if you do not have that, contact them and get it handled so that you have that if you're not using Super Dispatch.
Okay. So, all right. So again, so you're here, we're hearing it live, and this, I mean, this is like breaking news, right? Breaking news.
Yeah. Yes.
If you haul for Metro, you got to either use Vinlocity app or Super Dispatch app. You don't have, there aren't other choices?
No, not right now. Not for the email that Jen has. Hey, Jen, will you email that to me and I'll send it to Jay?
Yeah, send me a copy of that. When did that happen?
That you can only
use.
It's not. Into the she says it's right here on the page. Hold on, let's go to it.
Oh,
by the way,
right?
I got that load.
Awesome.
Okay,
awesome.
Here, as of September 25th, Acertus will no longer accept paper BOL of ladings. BOLs must be submitted electronically through our ePOD application, Venocity carrier. There you go.
Can you highlight that and put it in the chat? Are you able to do that? See if you can.
I don't know how you do that. How do you
do that? Yeah, there you go. Yep. Now, yep.
Okay.
Yep. Now throw it in the chat. Now it'll run out of room and characters, but that's okay. And then
where do I get to the chat? Because I do it on my phone.
Ah ha ha.
Hold on. I see it.
You might be able to.
Hang on. I think I just saw it.
See if you can get
chat.
It in the live chat.
Got it. Hold on. I'm here.
Yes.
Sweet.
All right.
I just learned a new thing.
check this out. I can pull it from the chat and share it in the YouTube chat. How about those apples?
Oh, okay.
Bang.
Well, I forgot to get this part, so
it. Here. Okay, let's see now. Okay, I gotta cut it.
There we go.
Okay, post it. Now paste it. Post that. Perfect. And then, yeah. Look at this. This is Auto Transport News.
Yeah, it is.
Dude, this is for real, man. And that's September 25th, which isn't here yet. So this is like brand new information.
Yep.
As of September 25th. Now it's cut off on the screen, but you can read it in the, I'm going to read it off the live chat. As of September 25th, 2020, Acertus will no longer accept paper bills of lading. Acertus will no longer accept paper bills of lading. Paper's out. BOLs must be submitted electronically through our ePOD application, Venlocity. Download the Venlocity Carrier mobile app and Acertus Carrier Requirement and get moving today. You have questions, there's the phone number. So I guess that's Google or Play Store, right? Venlocity.
Yeah. Should be, yeah.
Vinlocity. Venlocity. Install it if you want to continue to haul for Acertus. Because if you don't, and you try to send them paper, what are they going to do? Now what happens? Maybe you don't get paid.
David, you're going to want to contact them.
Yeah.
Either
don't do that.
Call that number, or there is an email for carrier compliance with Metro, which might be it, but I'm not sure. Let me see what.
Now to log in, do I need to contact them for login? Yeah. If your login is old or you don't have one, get signed up.
Yeah.
You don't do this? Yellow card. Might be a red card, actually. Either way.
You're
going to have a flag on the play.
care@metrogistics.com.
Wait, there we go. Flag on the play. Oh, it hit the microphone. Okay. Yeah, that is amazing information, actually. That's why we need a car shipping business channel. So cool, man. This is so cool. All right, we got about 12 minutes left. I know there was, email care@metrogistics.com. That's a great idea. You talked about, let's see, Sue, you talked about ETAs. Calling, did you talk about ETAs?
No, we didn't. Okay. So we probably need to talk about that one.
Yeah, you want to talk about ETAs. You want to talk about, brokers and payment?
Oh, brokers.
Yeah, you want to
do
that one?
Yeah, so what I've been noticing, two issues. We always call on the county and make sure it's been received, what day it's supposed to go out. And yet, they're still waiting 2 to 3 weeks past the time they're saying they're mailing them out. I don't know why, and I don't, here's the thing. You can give negatives to these brokers, and we're talking big brokers. I'm not going to name names. But they're bigger brokers. I've never had a problem with them, but lately, over the last probably 2-3 months, they're not sending them out in the time period they are agreeing to as per our contract. And we're finding out that accounting wasn't there, so they didn't do it. And they just don't care. I mean, they really don't care. And here's the thing, you don't want to give a negative to a big broker that you know you're going to haul for again. I mean, because you won't haul for them.
Which is probably what they're
thinking,
right?
So what do you do about it?
And the thing is,
that's what I think too.
And to try to be, I always try to look at this compassionately, right? You know, everybody's having cash liquidity problems.
Right.
But brokers know.
Same thing for the carrier.
You're right. Yeah. Carriers, and the carriers really need it because they're constantly spending money.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I mean, they got gas. They've got, you know, breakdowns and tires. And, I mean, DOT, they need that money. And it's not, I mean, just, yeah.
Not to
and their
mention,
home bills, too.
Right, I mean, exactly. They actually have homes and families, too.
Yeah.
It is, man, it's tough.
Yeah, and they're just so blasé about it. We called one today, and they're like, well, we didn't send it out. We're going to send it out today. And we're like, why didn't you send it out? I think it was 3 weeks ago.
How would we
don't know.
How would we make the right kind of show about that? You know, we need to draw more attention to it. How do we do that?
I don't know, because...
Right? We have to figure that out.
I mean, yeah. My problem is, too, you know, you can't name names,
well, right.
So it's like, eh.
You're not going to have a rag session, but... right. I don't know.
And same thing, like, as far as, like, on the other end of this is the drivers. We're talking about pickup and delivery time, you know, dates and stuff, because I'm a broker as well, and you know, there's other dispatchers out there that work for the drivers, and there's actual drivers, but constantly for the last 2 months, I would say at least 2 months, nobody will either answer the phone to let us know they picked up, or when we finally get a hold of them, they're like, oh, well, we didn't pick it up, we'll pick it up in a couple days. Like, it's no big deal. I mean, we have a contract for a reason, and we have people that are expecting their cars to be picked up on certain days. And if you don't let us know so we can make everybody happy, then how am I supposed to let you haul for me again as well? And I'm sure it's not just happening to me. It's probably happening all over the place. But,
well,
you know, we have delays too, but we always call. We call every broker. If it's an individual, we call the residents and let them know what's going on. I mean, that's just our jobs as either dispatchers or the transporter. That is your job.
You know what's really weird is that, and there's so many angles on this, because like Auto Sled was telling me, mm-hmm. they've got a stack of checks that are unclaimed. How weird is that, right? I was like, whoa, that's really weird. And I wonder how many brokers have that problem. Another thing that came, you know, somebody said to me, you know, what is it with this industry? Why does it seem so shady? And I said, well, the problem seems to be that, I don't know how, but it just, it became a war zone where there's just so much mistrust and suspicion and disbelief and lies. I mean, man, this industry is chock full of people lying about all kinds of stuff.
True.
It's, right? It's kind of... And the thing is, and here's why it's important to talk about. The used car dealer industry used to have the same problem. Guess what? It doesn't have that problem. Not like it used to. Yeah. So there is hope for auto transport. Auto transport, the lies are going to go down.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, again, I know it's a crazy topic, and I'm not like the moral authority. But I am talking about it, and you and I both know that's why you have to work so hard as a dispatcher to cut through so much BS.
Yeah, and being a detective to find the, you know, or like when the broker tells you the vehicle runs and drives or it has keys and it doesn't. And I mean, I just had one today. They sent it over to us, and in the little instructions they put, car may need to be jumped. Well, I can deal with jumping a car, but when we called and verified, and they're like, no, this thing doesn't run. I mean, they're not verifying. I don't know. I mean, that's why we do what we do, but we also should be able to trust whatever you send to us without having to bend over backwards to find out the real truth of the matter.
Well, and jumped is one thing, right? But missing an axle is ridiculous. And,
yes.
And the thing is that, and here's the thing, there's only one thing that's going to save us from all this detective work. Because if the people aren't going to tell you the truth, the data will. And when we can get, remember how in Lot Vision you could get, like, you could see the amps and the voltage? When we've got the data at our fingertips about vehicles, so if the people aren't going to tell the truth, I get, you know what? And this actually, I'm going to go philosophical. There's a reason why we're entering the surveillance nation we're entering, right? Is because there's just not enough truth. And so then people require extreme data. It's a problem.
Yeah.
I mean,
true.
We should still have personal privacy, but in business, there's an amount of data that we need to make up for the shortfall in verbal truth.
True. And I don't know if that's ever going to change. You're still dealing with people, so, you have good people. You know?
Well, I know, right? Man, somebody's like, can we get back to dispatching for cars? Please, you guys. I didn't come here to to get talked to.
Well, I can show you how to accept this load on Metrogistics if you want.
Sure. Let's do it.
I got that.
But you're not going to take that thing, are you?
Yeah, I'm taking that.
Oh, you are?
Why wouldn't I?
Oh, okay. I don't know. Well, shit.
It's paying $1.60 a mile.
What are you going to haul it with?
I've got a flatbed.
Oh, you do?
No, I got a flatbed.
Flatbed, okay.
5,500 is not that big. As long as it doesn't have a crane on it, we're good. I take them all the time.
Well, that's the problem. That's exactly right. I imagine anything with 5,500 and it has a bucket and a cow bar and strobe lights and a double hitch.
I'm going to have to go verify all that stuff. Right. But yeah,
you know what? Hey, when they tell you there's a bucket, I want you to text me, okay? It has a bucket and no axles. Like
and it's
at the port.
It's at the port right here.
I'm kidding.
Well, it's not the real port. It's at the marine terminal.
Right, it's at the terminal.
I don't think that's next to Candy, is it? She's not at that terminal, is she?
She is at, shoot, I can't remember what terminal Candy's at.
I don't think it's that address. This is 203.
I don't think so.
Yeah. She's right there in Jacksonville. I want to say she's next to the series one, but don't quote me on that one.
Right. She is in, she's in Jacksonville.
Well, it looks like it has a bay number. So we're going to call and find out what it is. It says it's just a regular cab.
That's cool. A bay number. I like bay number. Did you say bay number? Right? Bay number
means it's
sitting in a spot and you know which spot. You don't have to drive around all tarnation. You find the spot, and there it sits, and you do your inspection. Don't touch it until you've inspected it.
True.
And right? Once you touch it, it's yours.
Yep. And it's like the rule is it's got to be over an inch, I think. Otherwise, anything under an inch, you don't have to call in.
Okay.
It's acceptable. But, of course, and that's including dents, everything.
What year is it? Is this new?
It's a 2020, yeah.
Uh-huh, okay. So you've got to do a splat chart, right? I mean, you're at OEM level inspection, right?
Well, you're using Super Dispatch. It's not requiring me to use a
CPAP thing. Okay, so you
usually,
don't have
to
do...
Usually, if it's a rail yard, you have to do it.
You have to do a splat chart.
Like, I've got a guy picking up one today at the rail yard in Midlothian, Texas. Oh, Jen, can you call him?
On this load, did they attach the depth chart of, like, you were talking about an inch? See what you just said, people don't know what you just said. What you're talking about inches now, somebody right now is like, why is she talking about inches? What are you talking about? Right,
it's okay. So at like rail yards, and I'm assuming this place is kind of what I'm thinking of, like he was saying, you cannot move it from that spot until you do your inspection. If there's anything over usually an inch, I think that's the rules, then you have to call it into Metro, tell them what the damage is, and they will let you know whether it's acceptable or not.
You're talking about length of a scratch or other, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if a chip is bigger than an inch, you need to contact the broker. That's what she's talking about. This is really important stuff because newbie dispatchers and carriers do not know this stuff.
Don't know it.
They don't tell you this at the truck stop when they tell you you're going to get rich. So we want you to know when you pick up at some locations, rail yards, manufacturing plants, ports, especially if it's a new, and if it's a new vehicle picking up at a location like that, you got to know that if there's a certain amount of damage, if a damage exceeds an acceptable limit, you have to tell the broker before you pick it up and leave. Because it's possible they might say, don't touch it. Right?
They'll tell you not to take it.
I've
been told not to take vehicles before because there was too much damage. And I've also had drivers not listen to me and they move the vehicle.
And then they deliver it and everyone freaks out and they're like, why didn't you call us, you idiot?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
Still got paid, though.
Still got paid. Well, there you go. Hey. You know what? We just learned something.
And see, on these are their instructions for where I'm picking up from. But nothing on here says what we're telling you. This is something they should be doing on here, but I've noticed that they haven't been giving this list of, you know, the marks and, you know, what you're supposed to put on there and stuff like that. So this is something you have to learn from experience, unfortunately, because obviously they're not explaining this average person.
There we go. Another piece of information to throw in the central repository. And by the way, David's talking about a Tesla app. I have not heard that. Right? Exactly. Do what? So if you haul for Tesla, I guess you use the Tesla mobile app. I'd love to know. Right. I knew he was going to say Tesla.
There is.
So, but you
there
just,
is a Tesla app.
Is it called Tesla?
It's for RPM. Is that what he's talking about? RPM has a Tesla app that we use.
Is that the Turbo app? Turbo? Do you know about Turbo?
I think it's an ePod, if I'm not mistaken.
Tesla Logistics. So if you go to Android.
He's just directly for Tesla.
So David, if you go to Android or Apple Store, and you put in Tesla Logistics, does that lead you to the mobile app? I know we get kind of nerdy and specific, but it's the only way to make sure people know the same thing at the same time in the same way.
I'm pretty sure the one that I use for RPM is like an ePod, if I'm not mistaken.
And when you haul for Tesla, so are you booking through RPM or are you booking through Tesla? Or both?
Yeah, I'm not sure because I thought RPM handled all the Tesla stuff.
And last I had heard, Tesla was, it was more, nine car over the road. I don't know. Do you know what capacity David is? Tesla. Okay,
no,
so he says it's Tesla Logistics.
Oh, yeah. No, he.
Can't go back, Michael. No, it's not Turbo. And by the way, just to be specific, Turbo is a company that had developed a mobile app for RPM, but I don't know if it's still... Right, Jay. Hey, look at that. Jay. Thank you, Jay Wilson. He asked the question, what is an ePod? I love it. I love that because not everybody knows what's an ePod. It's kind of a strange term. Electronic proof of delivery. Electronic proof of delivery. And what electronic proof of delivery in ePod really means is, it sounds more like a fancy executive term, because, you know, do you have your ePod? Okay, so it's basically, it's kind of like a binder or portfolio containing all of the documents and information that went into what is now known as the electronic proof of delivery. It's just, you know, so that's the ePod, right? It's not just one document. An ePod contains the bill of lading and contains the invoice and receipt and the doc receipt and the lot number and all that stuff. Customer information, blah, 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 blah.
Yes. And different brokers use different ePod systems, shall we say.
See, and that's the problem. Is that an EBOL is not the same thing as an ePod. And I think by giving that strange theatrical addition to EPOD, we understand that they are different things. An EBOL will be inside of an EPOD, but an EPOD will not be inside of an EBOL. I don't think. I could be wrong. Could be wrong. Can you pass the poupon? Probably a flag on the play for bringing up poupon on a dispatch show. No, I'm an old school cowboy stuck in the modern day. Is there an app for that? Another good question, Jay. That's so awesome. Thanks, buddy. And we got to go in a minute. So when you use a mobile app,
that was right. Okay.
When you use a mobile app,
David put RPM.
When you're using a mobile app, you are filling out the electronic bill of lading, the EBOL, inside of the mobile app, which will then be contained inside of the EPOD, as it were. You know, and then do the Shakespeare stuff, and there's lots of clapping.
Yeah, oh, David wow, just what confirmed too. It was RPM.
What about RPM?
David just confirmed it's RPM. Will email you the link for the app
for the Tesla, for a Tesla move. You're moving for Teslas, for Teslas. Okay, so RPM has the Tesla account. That's good. That's a good thing to have. Yeah. I mean, Tesla's not going away. Tesla is a household name like Carvana and Amazon. Tesla, man. Dude, did you know they're going to start selling, I think they're probably already doing it. Their Tesla is now going to be, or is, a tier 1, 2, or 3 supplier for other automakers, especially in the arena of batteries. Oh, yeah. Tesla is not going away.
Batteries, yeah, I believe
it. Yeah. And Tesla competes at the same level of, like, Chinese automakers when it comes to batteries. I mean, if you're competing with the Asian markets on new technologies, you got some serious R&D going on. That's crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
True.
Right? I got used to using a signed BOL as the pod. But we don't hear... People don't say EPOD very often.
No.
So you just say electronic bill of lading. That's the easy thing to do. Just say electronic bill of lading. But if they say EPOD, you know they're talking about the entire electronic file of all the documents that went along with electronic proof of delivery. Marble Hill Transport LLC, what's up? Wilhelm, how you doing? Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for saying hello. And actually, so we kind of went over time because we had 40 minutes of no power. And it feels good to be back. You know, thank you for sticking in there with me, Sue. And, you know.
Yeah, no problem. I was chatting with people.
Yeah, it was cool, man. Keeping the...
Me and FNS were talking, AJ, Carlos.
Awesome, man. That's so cool. Well, it really kind of freaked me out when the power came back on and I saw the stream was still live.
Oh.
The stream
didn't
crash.
I know, because I was able to chat with them. That's what I figured was going on.
Well, that's why when you said you were chatting with them, I'm like, how?
How is she doing that?
Yeah. the stream did not go down, just Jay's studio.
Yeah.
So when I learned that, I'm like, well, we got to come. I got to get back in. That stream will go forever. There'll be archaeologists in future decades. They'll be like, yeah, there was this weird day on Auto Transport Intel. Hey, Craig Hinshaw's checking in. What's up, Craig? Thanks for saying hello. Like I said, I mean, we're just wrapping up the show. Normally ended at 1:30 Central. If I've got a 2:00 meeting I've got to get ready for, so I've got to get going on that. We talked about brokers paying. We talked about dispatcher phone calls. Here's an interesting one. Let me put this on the screen. I'm going to take over. I'm going to stop your sharing. I'm going to take the screen, and I'm going to share this. Here we go. So, this was in my YouTube comments. Found this interesting. Taurus asks, hey, how do you check on a dealer to see if he or she pays? And I think he meant, you know, right before you haul for them? How do you find out? Right?
Yeah.
And so, because I think that's harder to find out if a dealer pays, right? A broker, you can see the reviews, but a dealer, can you check on a dealer?
Well, I mean, they get reviews too.
All right, if a dealer posts the load. Okay, there you go. So that'd be first.
If that's what we're meaning,
if the dealer's posting the load. But, right, okay, there you go. And that would probably make sense. So, anyways, Joe says, all right, one point that definitely comes up as a transporter, you lose all possibilities of them being lawfully obligated to pay you if you unload the car before you get paid. This is huge and so hard to implement, right? Yeah, I mean, how do you keep the car on your trailer at a dealership until you get paid? That's almost impossible.
Possible,
and
yeah.
Yet, that's probably how the law is written.
Yeah.
So,
and I mean, there's certain brokers or places that if I have a bad feeling about, I'll tell the driver, don't take it off your trailer until you get your money. It's usually the person we're dropping to. I've had issues with them or something like that in the past where they've got, or the place we're hauling for has bad ratings. I'll say, don't only take cash from them and don't take it off the trailer until you get paid. And that's always fun.
Well, that's the thing. This is a really tough, it's almost, that's unfair. Which is another thing that I like to point out. There's so many things in auto transport that are either unfair, shady, or unknown.
Right.
Yeah, I'm used to it. No, I'm just kidding. What time did you get up? Do you get up early? Do you have to get up early?
Yes, I do, and I work really late. You know how that goes.
Oh, man.
It's you know tough. How it was being a dispatcher. Oh, you're on call 24/7 sometimes.
It is. It's hard. No, you're a broker and a dispatcher, and now you're a celebrity. Yep.
And I'm a mom and a wife and
oh man, oh shoot. Well, you know what, you guys, we're gonna stop it here. I'm really glad we got to get the stream going again, and appreciate everybody sticking around and being a part of it. Sue, I'm gonna let you go. Thank you so much for everything you do.
No problem.
It's pretty awesome. We got a great thing going. I got a dart through my neck.
So, again.
Again. So, put a lien on it. Right. I've heard it. David just put in the live chat. Yeah, put a lien on it. See, and how, what a pain in the butt that is. Like, really?
It is.
That's what it's going to take to get paid? What a bummer.
We have done it before, but
yeah,
it
sure
is a pain.
Have. Yeah, man.
Yeah. I've had guys keep cars before.
Right.
Like, still to this day.
Yeah, right. I've heard that one too. Yeah, well, I'm just keeping it.
Yeah.
Cool. I like my new Corvette.
I had one guy that was, he was dropping off in Oklahoma City and the guy refused the car. And so he took it all the way to Florida with him where he lives. And I think he still has it to this day. It was an old antique car.
I have heard of that. I mean, that's so crazy, isn't it? That's how bad auto transport gets.
All right. Sometimes it is.
All right, cool. I'm keeping it. Thanks. Appreciate the car.
Thank you.
That is crazy, man. Crazy. Okay, Sue, have a great day. I'll see you next week. And by the way, while you're here, next Tuesday night, we're going to do privacy for cars. Data protection with this company called Privacy for Cars. Now, what does that have to do with auto transport? Well, as we talk about everything getting connected and software and whatnot, there will come a day where a transporter will be in an identity theft. I don't know. We don't know. We can't even know. On whether it's the car, but what about the truck? Trucks and trailers. Anyways, I don't know where it's all headed. But that's why this is super sci-fi stuff. But the way this applies today is there are some markets where cars are connected online all the time. It's not just GPS and user info. It's like software updates. It's kind of a Tesla thing. And already there are now hackers trying to hack cars.
Wow.
And when there are autonomous vehicles, you know, so they'll be like, hey, man, yeah, I'm here at the lot or the heliport or whatever this thing is. I'm here to pick up the car. It's not here. And then you come to find out, oh, yeah, I got hacked. And
they stole it.
Somebody hacked
saying?
It and it drove away. Yeah, or whatever. Anyways, yeah, it's going to get weird. There's going to be a lot of weird sci-fi hacking, data, privacy. Because even look at the GP, like the GPS on the mobile app, right? That could be hacked, right? And that's why he doesn't want to share that information. So this guy Andrea, he founded Privacy for Cars, and he's an really interesting guy. He's an Italian guy, and his dad, I guess his dad was in the military, and his dad used to be like really into like espionage, you know, stuff.
Yeah,
covert intelligence. And so as a kid, his dad would tell him, you know, interesting stories about, you know, intelligence and secrets and covert ops. And so he mixed that passion with vehicles. This guy is fascinating. That's Tuesday night.
Okay, cool.
It's going to be pretty cool. So, so I'm glad I could leave you with that. So now you can be freaked out about privacy and theft.
And my car is going to get stolen now.
Like, I don't have enough problems. Okay. All right, Sue. You have a great day. Thank you so much. This was pretty wild one. All
right. Yes, it was. All right. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Take care.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Say goodbye to Sue.
Bye, guys.
Bye, Sue. Awesome. Awesome. That was cool, man. You know what? I'm really glad that we got an opportunity to get back online, bring the show together. So cool. So cool. Because, you know, when the power went out, that was about an hour and a half ago. And it, you know, it was weird. The lights flickered. Everything went out. Nothing. You know, all fans stop, everything. And obviously, you know, the power's out, but the stream kept going. And when I found that out, I'm like, well, got to get back on. So I'm glad I could. Great. Yeah, man, Michael, there you go. And I told this to Ty too. Everybody should go ahead and make a YouTube channel. Heck yeah. Make a channel. Yes. Upload videos. And then we share and yeah, man, that's, I love that. Jay, are you going to be on SmackDown this weekend? Probably. I'll be on somebody's SmackDown, probably. We just got two brokers, thanks to Daryl Glenn. That's cool. Awesome info. Thanks, Donovan. Thank you, David, Wilhelm, AJ, Michael, Jay. Thank you guys so much for joining us today on Dispatching Live and participating in the live chat, you guys. Just to explain it again, there's a reason why I show a dart and a dartboard. The dart is the dispatch dart of knowledge. We are throwing our dart of knowledge at the load board, dart board, and we're trying to get a bullseye. And that's our goal. A dispatcher's goal is to hit a bullseye as often as possible, keep that driver loaded and profitable. That's not an easy job. It's a hard job. That's why we do a show about it. And I find myself caught in the middle. And that's why I wear a referee shirt on this show. Got to be a mediator, adjudicator, part-time sheriff. You know what I'm talking about. Dispatchers, carriers, brokers, you guys all know what I'm talking about. Auto transport's a tough ecosystem, but it is an ecosystem and it is a community, and you'll find it here on Auto Transport Intel 4 times a week. Tuesday nights live at 8, Wednesdays at 2 on autoconversion.net. That is not the Auto Transport Intel channel, but a sister channel on autoconversion.net. Go to autotransportintel.com. Learn more about it. Thursday's Dispatching Live. Friday's Cars on the Move. So that means tomorrow, please join me and Ty live as we talk about connecting dealers, auctions, and carriers. It's great information. It's another way to look at how to build your business, grow your operation, stay profitable. Guys, thank you so much for joining us today. Stay safe. Appreciate it. And I'll talk to you soon.